Larry Quick arrive?
No. And then the balance of the consent is going over to November 29th.
Correct.
Right?
Madam President?
Yes.
I'm just wondering if we could do Ordinance 1237. It has an emergency clause on it. Is it possible for us to remove that and have the presentation?
1237.
That's why you're here, right? Julie, are you here for 1237?
Oh.
Yes, I am. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm looking to the city attorney. Can we?
Right, 1237.
Can we hear it even if we don't vote on it?
So are you looking to amend the to remove the emergency clause?
No, simply to have the, well, yes, I guess, so we can have a first, make this a first reading.
It is.
Okay, can I look into that and then get back to
the meeting? Well, I think we know the answer. We can always take an emergency clause off.
Sure.
The question is, can we do it by three votes?
Yeah, and that's what the question I just want to check really quick.
All right.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's at the end of the agenda. So can I just look into it really quickly and then get back to you? I just want to check.
Yeah, that's fine.
And just so we're all clear, at least making it a bit clearer.
Ben Walters last week reminded me that the presiding officer can actually do almost anything without objection. So if she moves without...
No.
We're talking about stripping an emergency clause
this is
off.
Not a dictation.
No, we're talking about please, Joe. We're talking about stripping an emergency clause, and I believe under Robert's rules that can be done without objection.
Well, let's have the city attorney check that. And
okay.
So my understanding that we're not going to be hearing the two non-emergency consent items is just because the sponsors preferred to have it on the 29th.
I'm sorry, which item are we talking now?
1230 and 1231. Those are on consent.
Right. We checked with staff, and they want those on.
They moved that once.
They're moved,
okay.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Because otherwise, I think, Commissioner Fisher, you're also correct that we could have decided to hear them. Right, then. I think we're at 1232.
Right.
Please.
Excuse me.
Sorry. 1232. Reappoint Lisa Faust to the Open Signal Board of Directors for term to expire November 30, 2019.
Welcome. Julie's not here, but we have staff from the Office for Community Technology. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you. Lisa wasn't able to make it to council this morning because of a prior work engagement, but she did send a statement. If you'd like me to quickly read that.
Yeah, if you could just put your name into the record, please.
Okay.
No.
Oh, sorry. Julie O'Melchuk, and I am a program manager with the Office for Community Technology.
Thank you.
Dear Mayor Wheeler and commissioners, I am pleased to continue to be your appointed representative on the board of Open Signal, a Portland community media center. We have seen tremendous improvement and growth at Open Signal over the past year and a half. This has been under the leadership of Justin Harn as executive director. With a robust staff and board, we continue to make progress, and I am proud to be part of this team. Sincerely, Lisa Faust.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Would anybody like to testify on this?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Mm-hmm. And please come on up if you'd like to speak.
I should get some oxygen up there. Be a lot easier.
Welcome.
Joe, can I say something before you start?
Pardon?
Can I just acknowledge that we got an email from you a day or two ago with your comments about the David Douglas event. And A, I want to thank you for sending the email, and B, I want to just say I completely agree with you about the benefits of bringing council meetings to people and to where they are. And many of the people there were people that could not really get out of work or family commitments 9 to 5 on a Wednesday. So it was wonderful to see such a turnout in someone's backyard and to have a council meeting. So I appreciated your email highlighting that.
Individuals for Justice has been fighting for you guys to do this for 10 years. And our argument was exactly what you just said. The people that work have a right to see their council operating, and they can't because they have to go to work. So if you do it at 6 o'clock and you do it at different parts of the city, they get an opportunity to do it and see you. And one of the things that David in communications with Chloe is stressing is you guys don't get the positive word out. Now, that's true. That would be something that you would want to do. You would want to go to different parts of the city and say, this is what we're doing, folks. You know, you don't do that enough. We don't know what you're doing, and we feel like there's no transparency. So what you did the other night when you went to David Douglas was outstanding. And the school supplied the food. You know, everybody was involved in it. Everybody was happy. It was about three parks. I mean, how could you get upset over that? So it was whoever designed it, and I think it was Amanda that was the catalyst in this whole thing, should be congratulated, and the council itself. What I said in the email, you should be congratulated, even though today I'll probably seriously criticize you. When you do something really well, you should be honored. You know, this is not personal stuff. These are issues. Lightning and I just had a discussion about this. We don't go after personalities, and when we do, we screw it up.
Thank you very much. I'd also like to recognize Pooja Bhatt and Goldan Salazar on my staff who did most of the work on that event. Anyway, okay. We're back to this.
Go back to the agenda.
Yeah.
Our objection is only...
And I think you have to state your name for the record. I'm sorry.
Okay. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. Our objection is that if you appoint somebody to a committee, a commission, somebody that's going to have great influence on the council, they should show up. I don't care if they have other commitments. If they don't show up for this... It's an indicator they're not going to show up for a lot of stuff because this is important. This is their plea, if you will, to serve the city. And you can't do it from your house. You know, I keep saying, please give me a raise, but I show up. You know, I don't do this from my house usually unless I'm ill and I didn't hear that. So... Individuals for Justice has pushed and pushed and pushed for these candidates to come before the people that are watching this, come before you, come before the audience that is here, the citizens that have taken their time to come in the rain this morning, which is really difficult. And they don't show up, and they send a letter. You're going to vote her in, I know that. But we're just saying, you know, it should be more important than that. You know, and we're tired of the pirates. I. We want some thought and say, you know, she should have shown up. Let's postpone this and get her on the phone and say, you want this committee? Show up. And I know we don't pay them any, but we don't get paid either. So... That's what we're saying. Either show up or get out and let somebody else do it. That's our position.
So, Mr. Walsh, how does that connect with what you just said about it being difficult for people to take time off work during the day?
Because there are certain things that should be important to you if you're going to serve on a committee. And one of them is to be reset or reaffirmed or reappointed. To the committee. That should be an important thing. You know, and I think Commissioner Fish can understand this. During the week, a lot of times I am ill. Okay? There's a lot of things wrong with me, and my age is getting way up there. This is a very important meeting to me. I rarely miss this. I missed three meetings last week. That I wanted to go to. But they weren't that important.
Okay, I understand your
point. This is important.
Thank you for
explaining. And she should have been here.
Thank you for explaining.
Star Stauffer, I have to echo Joe's concerns in regards to her absence. Whether somebody is wanting to be appointed, reappointed, elected, or whatever... The issue that I have is the same as his. I understand people have day jobs, so do I. People have lives, so do I. We all do, everybody in this room does. But when it comes to being appointed to a position that can have an impact on the community surrounding what you're doing, you need to be there so that people can see your face, see who you are, ask questions, hear your statements. Why should you be reappointed for two more years? If you're not going to be available or accessible even in physical form, this is kind of the problem in our society and why things just aren't running properly. My second point is, I just got a nod from the city attorney that it is true that you can remove the emergency clause and hear agenda items and talk about them. And so I'm urging the council to please remove the emergency clause for the agenda item 1233 in regards to the Bureau of Police, and let us discuss that today, since some people are here for that, and it is something that you are able to do.
My name is Mimi Gurman, and I don't know if you're aware that what you do actually, it has effects throughout all of the villages and small little communities around Portland. In St. John's, the Neighborhood Association is extremely corrupt. They just had a
Mimi, can we focus on this appointment?
I am. When you think that it's okay, or nobody chastises Chloe, or whatever the word is, punishes Chloe for leaving all the time during testimony, when you vote on things like the police chief's assistant, where the police chief wasn't even here to do the ask, when you vote on something where a person right now isn't here for the discussion, all of these things get emulated in other smaller pieces of government, smaller than city council. And I see that. I see that in St. John's. They are emulating what happens in city council on the board of the St. John's Neighborhood Association, which isn't why I'm here. But that is reflective of what happens by what you guys do on the council. When you allow these things to occur, when you take votes when people aren't there, when members of the commission aren't here, sure, you only need to have three. I understand the rules. But the fact is that people aren't here. The people giving the ask aren't here. The people on the commission aren't fully here when okaying that ask from the invisible people who weren't here to do the ask. You see what I mean? This isn't okay. People need to show up. This isn't just somebody who, has a second job and, she's doing her laundry because it's the only time she has to do her laundry, so she can't be here. This is a position. She should be here. It's not difficult. So I'm asking that if the rules are made to obfuscate truth, that those rules be changed so that truth can come to the table, people can show up, so that truth can be made in our city, that we can pass on truth, we can be honest people with each other, vote honestly for the things that the people of the city want, not just what a few people on the commission want. Thank you.
Thank you. So I move the report.
Is there a second?
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Please call the roll.
Fish.
I appreciate the testimony, and in a perfect world, the applicant would be here. I think particularly when it's the first appointment, they should be here. In this instance, she has served apparently with distinction since 2012 and has been reappointed on numerous occasions. I would treat that, even though I agree that it's preferable to have the applicant, I think when they're first appointed, that's the time we should really focus in on their qualifications.
Please
don't interrupt. In this instance, she's now, I think this will be her third or fourth term. She's well qualified and comes with a strong recommendation. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye. Thank you.